Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I told you great news from the Schertzer family down in Belize and how God had provided them a location that will be the future for their church and school, and right now they're living there, and we rejoice in that. And today I want to go to the other side of the world, over to Africa, and Eric Curtis and his family, who are the only BIMI missionaries in the country of Malawi. They say, as we write this prayer letter, we are preparing to go to the funeral of an 8-year-old girl who's been part of our children's ministry here. She was diagnosed with malaria about a week ago. When she was admitted to the hospital, she was either not given the proper treatment or not treated quick enough, and within about a week's time, she passed into eternity. She was clearly taught the gospel in the children's church ministry, and according to her parents' testimony, they were affirming that she had placed her trust in Jesus Christ. They testified that her favorite verse was one that Jessica, and of course that's Mrs. Curtis, taught the children by song, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. She had frequently told Jessica that she wanted to be a Sunday school teacher like her. Would you please pray for her parents and the Tengani Baptist Church as they grieve the loss of this young child? They remarked that malaria is a constant problem here, and during the past few months, we've seen many individuals who've been diagnosed with it. But by the grace of God and through the prayers of God's people, our family's not had it yet. We praise the Lord for the continued health and strength to serve the Lord here. Thank you for continuing to pray for our health and safety. And, of course, I will add there that my wife and my family and I lived in Africa for 20 years, and everybody there has malaria. It's just the common thing. So pray for the Curtises as they serve there. And he says now both of their church plants seem to be doing well. In Fokara, the men are continuing to preach during the Wednesday evening service and are maturing in their ability. In Yamula, the group is growing, and we're seeing a slightly higher attendance. We're still preparing for baptisms in both of the locations, and in Yamula, we'll be forming membership after this first baptism. Please be praying as we continue to prepare for this. And, of course, church planting is a long process, and people get saved, and then a church is built and formed, and thank the Lord for that. Well, the Curtises say also during the month of December, we also had an extra opportunity to visit a church plant of one of our current Bible college students. Pastor Sukumpeni's church is gathering under a grass roof in the village of Nasanya. We were able to have a special meeting with them and to encourage them through preaching and song. And in time, we hope to help them with some building supplies so they can make a more permanent building for their small church. Also, from our last class of students, the valedictorian of the class, Pastor Richard Koroma, has been planting a church in the Zomba region, and we were able to assist this church with some cement and a metal roof, as they had already made the bricks for their building. Please pray for both of these godly men and the work that God has directed them to. And then the Curtis asked us to pray with them. They're working on getting their immigration paperwork. They say we've already gathered most of the necessary papers. We're still waiting on one document from the tax office. Please pray that we'll have no difficulty in receiving this. Our current immigration papers expire on April the 3rd. So pray for Eric Curtis and his family as they serve the Lord in Malawi.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.